Bruce Bouchard, executive director of the Paramount Theater in Rutland, is usually seen up on that venue's grand stage introducing the next act. But this Sunday and next weekend, Bouchard, his wife and daughter will be on a smaller stage with several other local acting families to put on a special workshop performance of Our Town. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, proceeds from the shows will benefit Theater in the Woods, a children's theater camp based in Middletown Springs.
Bruce Bouchard and his wife Kate, both New York City theater veterans, haven't acted together in decades. But Bouchard says having an opportunity to work with his wife, be directed by his daughter Megan, and do it with Thornton Wilder's classic play was an opportunity he didn't want to miss.
It's the finest philosophical tract ever written in American letters, in my opinion.
Thornton Wilder wrote his Pulitzer Prize-winning play in 1938 about life in fictional Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. Bouchard says he was stunned to learn when one of his castmates handed him a first edition of the play that it was dedicated to Alexander Woolcott of Castleton Township, Rutland County, Vermont.
I nearly fainted.
Woolcott was a famous New York City theater critic in the early 1900s who spent the latter part of his life on Neshobee Island in Lake Bomazene with friends like Dorothy Parker and the Marx Brothers. Bouchard says it's just one more reason to love Wilder's play.
The cleanliness and the compression. And he takes you all the way there. First act, everyday life. Second act, love and marriage. Third act, well, I guess you can suppose what that's about. Birth, death, marriage, and everything in between.
The name of the town is Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. Just across the Massachusetts line. Latitude 42 degrees, 40 minutes. Longitude 70 degrees, 37 minutes. The first act shows a day in our town. The day is May 7th, 1901.
It's actually the life in a small town, not just the facade, not just the people walking out of church on Sunday, but the lives.
That's Marshall Squire of Tynemouth, a town of 600 people that he says is very much like Grover's Corners. He and his daughter Rainbow Squire play father and daughter in the play, which he says adds a sweet intensity to their scenes.
Well, the other night in practice, I couldn't finish my line, so that's how good she is.
Rainbow Squire admits doing death scenes with her dad was hard, but she says they help underscore the poignant yet powerful message of Our Town, that life is fleeting.
I think the lesson in this play is to slow down and to pay attention to those people that we rely so heavily on and, you know, go beyond just swapping howdies.
Director Megan Bouchard says that while she considers Thornton Wilder's play timeless, she's often felt like productions she's seen of it have been too stylized or dated. So she set out to change that.
What Thornton Wilder wanted to do was create a piece of experimental, revolutionary theater. So people walked into a Broadway stage and there was not a set. This had never happened. So it's antithetical to his vision that it get trapped in this stylized form. So I might get dragged across the coals for doing what I've done, which is stripping it down and having it very real and raw. But I feel I want to honor what he wanted to do.
She says there'll be no special costumes, and their first show this Sunday will be at Tynemouth's tiny old fire station. Next weekend, they'll perform at Castleton's Federation Church. All proceeds from Our Town will benefit the Theater in the Woods, Vermont Camp for Children. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Tynemouth.